We've all done it. Stock our fridge with good intentions, only to have our future self sacrifice nutrition for convenience. Keep your body and mind nourished with whole body meal shakes from Ka'Chava. It's got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. But it actually tastes delicious. Try one of Ka'Chava's indulgent flavors today. Your future self will thank you. Go to ka'chava.com and use code SHAKE for 15% off your next order. That's Ka'Chava, K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, code SHAKE.
Moncrief on News Talk.
We need to tell you about Zania Mane. She's an R&B singer. And, you know, she's the classic R&B story. She's had a hard upbringing. Her mother and father were big in the local church. I think she grew up singing in a church, as far as I know. And now she has broken into the US charts. Take a quick listen to what the poor girl sounds like. Even when they only meant it for a week, how was I supposed to know what love looked like when daddy never showed me what felt right? How was I supposed to set the bar when I ain't never seen no man fight for my heart? Now I'm so that's her. I'm telling the touching tales about the house she grew up in and her father and what kind of man he was. And we have to break to you as gently as you can. She doesn't exist. She's AI generated. Every single thing you hear there is AI generated. And if you see the video of it, it's AI generated as well. She doesn't exist in any way, shape or form. But she's broken into the Billboard Top 30. And she's the first AI generated artist to do that. Pat Carty had to be revived with Smelling Salts, but he's joining us now. Pat?
I want to talk about robot butlers. About time.
You say she doesn't. Don't hold your breath.
She doesn't exist in any shape or form, but she does. You know, that exists. You just played it. It does exist.
She's not real.
No, look.
It's like a hologram.
Hold on a second now. We have to be careful here. Two old lads talking about real music and you should be listening to this.
Not even about real music. It's about a real person.
No. I agree with you. I'm not defending it. I think this is... But I mean, look, if I was driving along in the car and daytime radio was on, this that'd be a rare occurrence. But if it was on and that came on and said, here's another hit from the R&B mountain that's coming from America, you know, would you really notice a difference if you weren't, like you were told before you heard that was AI, and so was I, right? But would you notice a difference?
No.
And if it's getting into the airplay charts, right? Someone's playing it, people are listening to it. I was looking at, as you said, I was looking at the social media behind this person, and I'm using inverted commas on the radio there, and, 769,000 followers and all this, you know? So people want this.
Right.
Is this what people want?
But it's a fake, Pat.
I know it's fake. Look.
It's like the Hitler diaries.
Look.
You know, people were mad about
them until someone said,
until finally a man came forward and said, yeah, but they're not actually the Hitler diaries.
Yeah.
They're just fakes.
Yeah, but.
And then people said, I don't want them anymore.
If people
you couldn't
are clicking
give them away
this,
after that.
People are clicking on this. People on YouTube and Instagram and TikTok and all the rest of the things I've never
fooled.
Heard. Of. But sure, I mean,
they're being duped.
Look, before the red light went on there, I said a certain Irish show band of four singers have sold out 13 nights in the Three Arena. You know, that doesn't sound like real music to me either, but sure,
but
people are entitled to like what they want.
The real humans who wrote the songs for Westlife,
yeah,
they're getting paid.
But sure, the people who, isn't there a poetess, Mississippi-based poet and songwriter, Talisha Nikki Jones. And Nikki's in inverted commas as well, is using the Suno platform to generate this R&B music. And this artist, and again, inverted commas there, has secured a multi-million dollar record deal.
Yeah.
So someone is making money.
That's the problem. There was always someone. The show band era wasn't our finest moment, but a lot of people were making money. So if this is that on an industrial scale.
I'm not defending this. Sorry, this sounds like I'm defending this. I think this.
Yeah, it does sound like you're defending it.
That sounds terrible to me. It sounds awful to me, but then a lot of R&B sounds awful to me.
Right.
A lot of
but,
them.
You know, if you boil it down, at least if you listen to Beyonce and she talks about her dad, it's an actual
but I wouldn't compare,
dad.
That's comparing apples and forklifts there, really. I mean,
well, I'll tell you one thing. I think the poet, initially, I think she was typing in the words Beyonce to Suno.
Oh, yeah.
She was having a go at this.
Well,
to explain to people
who
mightn't follow exactly how this gets generated,
okay?
There is a program called Suno.
That's right.
Which actually, like its name is being sued at the moment by all of the publishing
very
companies
good,
in the world because it's been illegally trained. Which means the music catalogue of the universe was fed into it.
Well, that's our own fault as well. We supported Spotify and all this, you know. Or I didn't, but people did, you know. People said, I want convenience over, you know, up and switching over a record. It's too much trouble. I want to just click a button and I don't want to get up off the couch.
Would they have supported if they knew this was coming down the road?
Sure, I mean, it's the same thing. There was a case, and this is only the last couple of months, where a company had to pay up $1.5 billion. It's a company called Anthropic. excuse my accent there, paying $1.5 billion to book authors to settle a lawsuit that said they pirated these books. They took their books and they put it in. So they've coughed up, and they actually settled that out of court, I think. So, I mean, they admitted they were wrong. Now, this isn't the first time this Suno thing is there. You might remember, and it's only this year, a band, again, look at these inverted commas flying everywhere, a band called The Velvet Sundown. Do you remember this crowd?
Did, yeah.
And that these terrible AI images of this kind of alt-country rock slop. Anyway, and it sounded very like a bad Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young to me. But they released two albums, more inverted commas, released, and amassed more than 1 million streams. And it came out that that was an art hoax, which is always a good one to use to excuse any kind of messing like that, generated on Suno as well.
Yeah, not people, Suno again. Recurring theme, though. Recurring theme.
1 million so people clicked the button.
They did, because it sounds perfectly normal. It sounds just like, as you say, the other indie muck.
So, indie muck.
But to bring it back, it all comes down to money.
Last album?
Yes, volume two. But to bring it back to thievery, something we can all identify with.
I want to speak for yourself.
Isn't this getting very close to the book publishing world? Where you release, and I heard Richard Osman talking about this.
Yeah.
Where he releases the Thursday Night Murder Club books, right?
Yeah.
Which I think are good books. And then, if you go to the Amazon charts, you'll see around it books with similar titles.
But that's not unusual. Charles Dickens had to fight against that all the time.
He did.
That is not, there's nothing new under the sun.
And copyright has been fighting that for as long as copyright has existed.
Has been destroyed by the digital realm.
But therein lies problem we're facing at the moment.
If I want to go out to one of the PCs here in the building, right, and I think, do you know what, I'd love a copy of Something Happens, been there, seen that, done that, right, I bet you I could find it in 5 minutes and download it, and you'd get precisely 0 pence.
And
that's just one example. And same with books. You know, when a book is published, I'm not recommending people do this, but it's possible to go on down. It's the same when an album comes out and movies. You know?
But it doesn't mean you give up that.
No, I'm not saying it's
because
right.
If you do,
I'm not saying it's
there
right.
There won't
but
be an original song
we,
written
this is
ever
we
again.
Up to. We made all the nerds billionaires.
We could
be sitting
here,
you know, and we said, "Yeah, great, let's have convenience over."
We could be sitting here presiding over the end of music as we know it.
We are presiding over the end. We are actually warming our hands on the fire that is the end of the world. And we've said before, Tom, when the apocalypse comes, fellas like you and me who talk rubbish for a living are the first guys into the pot. We're the ones who are in the big trouble.
I feel the opposite there. I think we're the ones who will absolutely still be there talking rubbish about it.
Yeah.
But listen, I want to get back to like Xanyu Mane, who's breaking the top 30, and the song is generated
Rhymes
by
with Shania, by the way.
But what do you think of the fact that you can sit down with no musical experience whatsoever and say, write a song in the style of Beyonce, get the poet, who, by the way, if you go on her Facebook site, seems to be more of a graphic artist than a poet, right? Mm. And you say, give me a few words that...
Well, I can say I'm a poet.
Preacher,
mean
father,
it's true.
You know, background, grew all that. And also, on top of that, write songs about God. They're actually gospel songs. So I don't know if there's an AI God, but this girl is tapping into
possibly just as real as the other god.
Well, either way, you know, to be writing on a thing that's based on stealing other people's ideas.
Yeah,
it's fairly phenomenal.
I mean, it's I suppose you could think about it in the way the music business has changed so much since me and you were kids, right? There used to be gatekeepers. When you wanted to get a record contract, you had to convince somebody that, you know, that Something Happens, sorry to use you as an example, was the possibility that people might buy this, might be interested. You couldn't do it in your bedroom and then have it on Spotify the same evening, whereas now you can. And it's this whole idea that people say about music, oh, you know, everybody can do it. That's the worst lie that's ever been told, because not everybody can do it. We can hear it here, you know. Not, everybody can do it. Everybody should do it.
Yeah.
Absolutely not. The vast majority, let's say 90% of music, this is the real problem, 90% of music, and I said this in the paper last week, is mediocre.
Yeah, it is.
That's the problem. 5% is bad, and that's actually almost enjoyable, the really bad stuff. And 5% is great. And the problem is this slop in the middle that you go, yeah, whatever. You know, you're not even offended by it.
And that seems to be where this belongs.
Oh, God.
And where
it lives. Down at the bottom of it.
And we'll live forever.
You know?
But the thing is that worries me is that we often talk about genius stealing. And I think you mentioned Bob Dylan when he arrived to New York.
That's right.
Reinventing himself.
Good. I think it's a good analogy, yeah.
But at a very, very early on, they start to stamp their personality and who they
are. It is a different
thing. And thereafter, you hear a Bob Dylan song or you hear a David Bowie song and you know who they are.
Mm.
It's always going to be, where did you hear this from? Does Beyonce know you have her records?
Well, I mean, do you remember the case with, there was one in, it's about 2 years ago, there was a song was uploaded to all these social media platforms with AI-generated vocals claiming to be The Weeknd and Drake. How could you tell the difference? But that's what it claimed, and Universal Music had to step, because it was getting millions of streams, and Universal Music Group quite rightly had to step in and claim copyright infringement. Before that, the same year, there was a band called Breezer, an English band. And what they did is, this was before Oasis got back together. So according to them, there was a clamour for new material. I'm not sure about that. But they recorded an album in the style of Oasis and fed Liam Gallagher's vocals into the AI 2000 generator, whatever it's called, and pressed the button and released the album. Well, released it onto the
You got something that belongs in that middle bit that, you know, it just doesn't, you know, there's no sharp edges.
I mean, it's a great area.
Should they declare it's AI? Should you have to have
absolutely. Well,
clear understanding?
I don't want to defend Spotify in any way, but they said in September of this year that in the last year they've removed 75 million spam AI generated tracks in the last year, and they've introduced new measures, stronger impersonation rules. I know you mentioned in your very enjoyable article in a national paper there, only yesterday, I think, that about the two country artists, sorry, their names have just escaped me there at the moment, where an AI-generated one was put into their playlist.
This, a country singer in America. He's dead. He died in 1989.
What was your man's name? I know the guy.
Blaze something.
Blaze Foley, yeah.
Foley, yeah. So a song appeared in his, if you go to Spotify, it appeared amongst his songs, purporting to be him. Wasn't him at all.
Yeah.
So it starts going on.
Fool the algorithm. I presume.
It starts going on.
Well, this is what they're talking about here. Spotify have said they've and have a new spam filter which will target mass uploads, duplicates, SEO hacks. That's what we're talking about there. Search engine optimization, I think that is. Artificially short track abuse and other forms of slop. And they use the word slop here. You know, and using AI tools has made it simpler to generate large volumes of music in order to generate these plays and, I suppose, get your 0.00001 of a cent or whatever they get. Spotify generously pay musicians, you know. But that was
two things. Do you think, they should say it's AI, but what do you think listeners would feel? When listeners feel they've been listening to something and they find out this person doesn't exist,
well, maybe
the backstory is made up.
Yeah, but hold on a second. Maybe some people will, like you and me, who are of a certain generation, you know, will think, oh God, this is heinous, this is terrible, this is the unthinkable. Now, if someone else might think, well, I just like that song.
Yeah.
I just like that record, you know. Now, you might say, oh, well, listen, I put on David Bowie's Low and I feel...
Speaks to me.
You know, yeah, his soul touches me, my soul, and blah, blah, blah. And I understand that completely. Someone else might say, well, you know, I just want something to play in the kitchen, in the background, or in the car, and that sounds nice to me. And is their opinion any less or more valid than yours? Well, not really.
I'd need to think about that.
Not really.
No, I know it isn't. But
I'm not saying it's right. Yeah. I'm just, that's.
But then you're talking about music lovers and connoisseurs.
Well, you're back to what I said at the start. Here's two old lads telling you about real music. This is what you should be listening
to. Such a negative view, I think.
Well, listen, you know.
Is there an AI Pat Carty at him? What would he be like?
Good looking fella. Witty, sharp.
Yeah, easy to knock off. The sounds of that.
I don't think so, Tom.
Good stuff. I look forward to it. We'll have the robot pack already on in the next section.
He's not going to be a butler to anybody.
I hope he's better at tidying the studio, Pat. Pat, thank you very much for this conversation on music that we may ever have. If you have views in this, do let us know. 53106.
Around the post-apocalyptic campfire is still be given out.
Moncrief. Weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
We've all done it. Stock our fridge with leafy greens and good intentions, only to have our future self sacrifice quality nutrition for the convenience of takeout. Keep your body and mind nourished all day with a whole body meal shake from Kachava. It's got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, adaptogens, and so much more. But the best part? It actually tastes delicious. With 6 indulgent flavors to choose from, it's easy to make a superfood packed shake. From chocolate, vanilla, and chai to matcha, coconut acai, and strawberry, you've got endless ways to personalize your Kachava. Whether you prefer it straight up or enjoy adding fruit, peanut butter, nut milk, or even iced coffee, with every 2 scoops of Kachava, you're getting 85 plus superfoods, nutrients, and plant-based ingredients. Your future self will thank you. Go to kachava.com and use code Pandora for 15% off your next order. That's Kachava, KACHAVA.com, code Pandora for 15% off.